I'm wondering if you can share your story with us.
I was trafficked for the first 15 years of my life by my own family. By the age of 15, I was able to escape. Initially, I didn't know I was trafficked because it was my normal. You grow up in the environment, you see things, and so you don't have the ability to distinguish from what was right or wrong. For the neighborhood community, we would look like a perfect functioning family. You could not notice from the outside eye that what is going on. But behind closed doors, we had people coming in who paid money to sexually abuse me and my siblings. And we're talking about people of all segments of society, teachers, police officers, lawyers, doctors. But then on November 2nd, 2009, I was brave enough to pack my backpack and run away from home, which then was the start of my survival story.
How could a family ever possibly traffic their own child?
What usually happens with families who traffic is what is called the transgenerational trauma. Means that there was trauma before and it's a vicious cycle. So probably there's been abuse and trafficking before, and that generation is passing on that next trauma to the next children. The disturbing fact is that human trafficking is the most lucrative crime around the world. And the younger the victim, the more money the trafficker receives. And so a lot of families are feeling the need to go after that money.
Where does human trafficking take place, and how common is it in the U.S.?
Human trafficking takes place right under our nose, in movie theaters, in airports are big spots to trade traffic victims among the traffickers. It happens in clubs, in restaurants, when you go to school or to work, somebody is affected, and it happens in your neighborhood. And it is really common in the U.S., The U.S. Is the biggest consumer for human trafficking. We have over 400,000 victims last year that have been recorded, and the numbers are staggering. The suffering is unprecedented, and it is an everyday issue that happens in all segments of society, not only in the poorer part of this world.
Conversations about human trafficking are more common these days. How does talking about it help combat the problem?
I strongly believe by sharing and talking about the issue, we educate the public and therefore enable all segments of society to join the good fight and combat human trafficking. And education is the key, not only for the victims and survivors, but also for our society to know what's going on. We have more slaves today than ever before recorded in history. Last year, the Global Slavery Index estimated 20 million slaves around the world. We need to talk about it in order to have our society know the signs, recognize victims and traffickers, and then feel empowered to reach out to local law enforcement that can help prosecute trafficking cases. I think the first step towards healing is understanding it's not your fault. It's nothing is your fault. You've been victimized and you can become happy and you can heal and you can overcome this by understanding that you have done nothing wrong, and there are a lot of resources that are ready to help and ready to reach out and ready to support the victims to get out of it.
Well, Coco, thank you so much for speaking with me today and sharing your story.
Thanks so much for having me.